This is a summary of Getting to Yes with Yourself by bestbookbriefings.com. Getting to Yes with Yourself and Other Worthy Opponents by William Ury. The reason why we negotiate is not to reach agreement but to get what we want. However, over spending decades on mediating in a variety of difficult conflicts, I concluded that the greatest obstacle to getting what we want is not the other party, it is actually ourselves. But this biggest obstacle to our success can also become our biggest opportunity if we learn to influence ourselves first before we seek to influence others. Instead of being our own worst opponents, we can become our own best allies. This is what I call getting to yes with yourself, and it takes 6 challenging steps to achieve it. Step 1, put yourself in your shoes. Abilio Diniz was a successful businessman from Brazil. He was involved in a dispute with his partner, fighting over control of Brazil's leading supermarket retailer. The general expectation was that the battle that lasted for 2 years would go on for another 8 years, by which point he would be into his 80s. When I talked with Abilio, I sensed the obstacle that lay within him. He didn't know what he really wanted most, to fight or to settle. Like most of us, he was his own worthiest opponent. The first step in resolving the dispute was for Abilio to figure out his true priorities. So I asked him, "What do you really want?" His first response was to give me a list. I pressed him again. "What do you most want right now in your life?" He paused for a moment, then he said with a sigh, "I want my freedom." "And what does freedom give you?" I asked. "Time with my family, and freedom to pursue my business dreams," he replied. Freedom then was his deepest need. We all wish to get what we want in life. But the problem is that, like Abilio, what we really want is often not clear to us. If I had to pick just one fundamental skill for a negotiator, it would be the ability to put yourself in the other person's shoes. However, there is one key prior move that can help us clarify both what we want and what the other person wants: to put yourself in your own shoes first. Step 2, develop your inner BATNA. Your greatest source of power in a negotiation is your BATNA, your best alternative to a negotiated agreement. Your BATNA is your commitment to yourself that, regardless of whether you successfully negotiate an agreement, you will take care of your needs for satisfaction no matter what. The key phrase is no matter what. Your inner BATNA is your commitment to stop blaming yourself, others, or life for your dissatisfactions. This unconditional commitment gives you the motivation to change your circumstances. Your inner BATNA is the foundation of your outer BATNA. Susan was a woman who was unhappily married to Frank. For years, Susan had nagged Frank into talking with her, but the more she did, the more he retreated into his shell. With the help of her therapist, Susan was able to put herself in her own shoes and learn to understand and accept herself as she was, someone who wanted to connect deeply with others. Then she learned to understand her husband, someone who didn't like talking and sharing feelings. In Susan's case, she realized she was choosing to stay in this unsatisfying relationship and that she could choose to leave. Leaving was, in negotiation terms, her outer BATNA, her best action for satisfying her needs if she couldn't reach agreement with her husband. Susan took responsibility for her needs. She developed her inner BATNA, making an unconditional commitment to herself to take care of her needs no matter what. She committed herself to living a more connected way of life, regardless of how Frank continued to behave. When the criticism stopped, Frank felt safe and was willing to talk more about his needs. Their marriage was saved. Susan got to yes with herself and her husband. Step 3, reframe your picture. In every challenging negotiation, we have the ability to reframe it from an adversarial confrontation into a cooperative interchange between partners. The best way to change the game is to change the frame. The ability to reframe the external situation comes first from an ability to reframe our internal picture of life. If we can learn to reframe our picture of life as essentially friendly even in the face of adversity, we will not only be able to get to yes with ourselves but will also have a better chance of getting to yes with others. Perhaps the biggest driver of win-lose thinking is a mindset of scarcity. When people feel there isn't enough to go around, conflicts tend to break out. For example, a quarrel between two children over a piece of pie. One of the most effective negotiating strategies is to look for creative ways to expand the pie before dividing it up. By that strategy, the children could find some ice cream to add to the pie so there is more for both. However, it isn't always easy for people to expand the pie. Sometimes the obstacle lies in the nature of the resource, and more often, the obstacle lies in our mindset of scarcity, an underlying assumption that there is a fixed pie that cannot be expanded. We have to look for ways to expand our inner pie, which can then make it easier for us to expand the outer pie. Step 4. Stay in the zone. Former President Jimmy Carter asked me to meet with President Chavez to discuss how to avert a serious escalation. When my colleague and I arrived to the meeting, we were greeted by President Chavez. Soon Chavez was talking freely about his story that focused on his conflicts with the opposition. I listened carefully, trying to understand what it was like to be in his shoes. He asked me, "What do you think of the conflict here in Venezuela?" I answered, "I have worked as a third party in many civil wars. Once the bloodshed starts, it's difficult to end. I believe that you have a great opportunity now to prevent a war before it happens. You can open up a dialogue with the opposition. Negotiate with them." He reacted with anger. Rather than argue with him, I decided to follow his train of thought, and a question occurred to me: since you don't trust them, what action, if any, could they possibly take tomorrow morning that would send you a credible signal that they were ready to change? "Well, for one, they could stop calling me a monkey on their TV stations," he replied, and he listed other actions. Within minutes, he agreed to designate his Minister of Interior to work with us to develop a list of possible actions that each party could take to build trust and de-escalate the crisis. Because I had let go of trying to give advice and instead stayed present and attentive to possible openings, the meeting had become highly productive. If we want to get to yes in a sensitive situation, the key is to look for the present opportunity. Athletes sometimes call this state the zone. It is where we tend to experience the greatest inner satisfaction and enjoyment. Step 5. Respect them even if. In negotiation, to give respect is a must. To respect means to give positive attention and to treat the other with the dignity with which you would like to be treated. However, giving respect is often a difficult concession for people to make. In a problematic situation, respect may be the last thing we feel like giving. We may think that they don't deserve it. It often only takes one person to change their attitude toward the other in order to change the tone and outcome of a difficult conversation. To offer respect, we just need to make the choice to treat each person with the dignity that is every human being's birthright. What if the person on the other side of the table rejects us in conflict situations? When we feel rejected, our instinct is to protect ourselves, to pull back and reject back. In the face of rejection, instead of rejecting others, surprise them with respect. Take the lead and change the cycle of mutual rejection into a cycle of mutual respect. Now, when a hostage is taken, a professional hostage negotiation team is called to deal with the crisis. What is their first rule? Be polite. It may not be easy to change the dynamic of a difficult interaction or relationship from rejection to respect, particularly when you feel under attack, but the rewards are great. By showing respect, we are more likely to be accepted. By including, we are more likely to be included. If we can say yes to the basic dignity of others, getting to yes becomes a lot easier. Step 6. Give and receive. In dealing with any conflict or negotiation, we have four possible choices. We can choose a hard adversarial win-lose approach in which we are concerned about our interests alone, a soft accommodating approach, in which we show concern only for the other side's interests and not ours, an avoidance approach in which we don't talk about the issue at all, thereby not showing much concern for either the other person's interests or ours, or a win-win approach, in which we show concern for both the other person's interests and ours. The key to finding win-win solutions is to change the game from taking to giving. By taking, I mean claiming value only for yourself, whereas by giving I mean creating value for others, not just yourself. Giving is the path to personal satisfaction, both inner and outer. It doesn't mean losing, it means looking for mutual gain and helping others at the same time as we help ourselves. A few words. When we learn to understand and influence ourselves first, we lay the groundwork for understanding and influencing others. Getting to yes with yourself can help you reach good agreements with others, develop healthy relationships, make your businesses more productive, and live a far more satisfying life. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.